Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, this is Ruth from Real Dog, and I'm being kind of silly right now, so I'll stop it. I'm fearful that this music is going to start up, and I don't want it to play, so I'm just going to pull the slider down and make sure it's turned off. Anyway, if you're joining us tonight, we will have Lars Hansen here. This is really going to happen, no lie. And also, Sean McGrew is scheduled to be with us. We were going to do this last night. Sean was all ready to go, and then we were not able to because
I've been losing sleep.
So, anyway, that's going to happen tonight in a little while. I'll probably about – Lars will be on at about 8, which is a half hour from now, and Sean should be on. And we are going to have Kyle Waltos on as well, talking about the Husky Hoops program the last 50 minutes of the show. So he'll be calling in and talking to us. And a lot of news today. Most recently here, we've seen this report come out that Scott Woodward is going to take the job at Texas A&M University, which isn't a huge surprise, being that he is from the South, from Louisiana. And, you know, it's not shocking that be heading, you know, even though Texas isn't the South, technically it's the Southwest, but still it's closer to Louisiana than the state of Washington is. So we know that he's going to probably be taking this job, and we'll wait for an announcement officially from the University of Washington. I haven't seen anything yet. I did talk to a couple people that are inside. And, yes, it's true that Jen Cohen, who is an associate senior athletic director, is under high consideration from what I'm hearing, as well as Stephanie Rempe. I'm not sure how you pronounce her last name. I've always just called her Stephanie. So either one of those gals would be really good. There's a couple other guys that are up there in the senior assistant staff, but those are two names I'm hearing right now that either one of those gals would just be really, really good. And especially Jen, she loves college football. She loves the Huskies, and she's a really, really good fundraiser. And as I said in my article, because University of Washington is a public school, it's hard to tell how they're going to do this, if they're going to open the job up and post it, or if they're going to just exercise the right to promote from within. I don't really know right now. I'm sure those details will come to surface here soon. So that's kind of the top story tonight. You know, and as I said, you know, Woodward has been here since 2000. Well, he was here and before he became the athletic director full time. He'd served as an interim, and he had another title, which I can't recall right now. It's been so long. I kind of blanked everything out between 2004 and 2008 just to protect myself from the car crash that was Husky football back then. And but Scott, you know, he's done a really good job. He's stayed longer than I think I thought he would, being that he has those ties from the South. So, you know, we wish him well. And he's done a lot to help the program. And I think right now is the program gets ready to turn that corner. And I do believe it really is turning that corner this time. I think that it's going to be an opportunity for them to take the next step with hiring a new athletic director. So we'll see what they come up with. And I want to let guys know, you know, I touched on this. See, my own husband says, oh, God, I don't want another Barbara Hedges. Well, yeah, really, come on. Just because let's not be sexist now, guys. Just because a woman is a woman doesn't mean she's going to be Hedges, okay? Let's just get over that right now. And she's not going to be somebody who's just so into women's sports that she doesn't really give a rip about the ones like Husky Hoops and football that really bring in the big money. So I wouldn't worry about that. This is a different time now. Like Jen Cohen, she's totally different breed than Hedges was. So don't even worry about that. Trust that the university knows what they're doing. They know what they're doing. So I think the days of piss poor management in the upper campus are kind of behind everyone now. So anyway, that's that. Trying to think if there's anything else. I guess USC's hiring Pendergraph, which is a pretty good hire for them. I think he'll do well at that level. And, oh man, you know, just, it was not really a super big eventful day in recruiting. The Army game, practices were not, today was their day off, so there wasn't really much to report on that end. I know that they start back up tomorrow, and then, as I said, I think that the network 247 is going to be putting out some sort of a primer for Saturday's game as to who's going to announce and what time and when and what point in the day. So that's one you'll want to tune in for. I don't think we're going to see any Husky hats going on anybody's heads on Saturday. I just don't think so. Sorry to say that, but I don't think so. David Long, I really believe, is going to be a Husky, but I don't think he's going to announce at the game. So, you know, and obviously Mickey Juarez has taken his Husky hat and thrown it under a bus somewhere down there in San Antonio. So that's not going to happen. Javon McKinley, you know, I just don't see Washington being his destination. I really believe he's going to go to Notre Dame. And Byron Murphy, I don't think Byron Murphy is going to go to Washington now. I just don't. I think he's going to stay home. I think he's going to go to Arizona State. And I've been up the wall and down the wall on that, but that's kind of where I think that one's going. So that's where things are at there. And Sean is, yes, he says he's calling in. And hold on just a moment. I got to answer this question for him. If you'll just bear with me. Yes. He asked me a question and my answer is yes. So he'll be calling in with us here in about half an hour or so. And I scheduled that so that it's when Lars is here, because Lars covered Sean a lot more than I did, because I was still kind of getting back on the boat of covering Husky recruiting when signing day came around last year. And Sean was on the Husky radar early on. So Lars had been the main guy recruiting him. Now, Jonathan Congo. You know, enough said. I think Washington's in great shape here. I want to clarify one thing, though, that is out there that's kind of wrong, to put it nicely. And that is, Jonathan doesn't have an official visit day set up with Alabama. This has been out on the internet for several weeks now. I think it was ever since Alabama offered him. Somebody had put in that he's going to visit them on the 15th of January. Jonathan said, no, he's not set a visit up to Alabama for the 15th of January. That doesn't mean he won't. But as of today, that's just not the case at this point. He's visited Oregon State. He's visited Ole Miss. He's visited Tennessee. He took an unofficial visit to Auburn. He's visiting Washington on the 22nd. And, you know, there's no information to even believe that he's going to take a visit on the 15th. He was talking about it, but with the way things have happened in the last couple of days with his decommitment from Tennessee, he's shutting things down, basically. He's not going to speak with the media anymore. Not that he did that much to begin with. We were lucky. It's just, you know, if he takes an official visit somewhere, he'll probably just tweet it out. You know, that's that. He did finally tweet that he got offered by UCLA, and he told me that a couple nights ago. And I did report that already, but he didn't tweet it out till today. I think that was just his way of letting the public know he's alive. So anyway, I just think that Washington really has the inner groove on this one. And I think he's going to be a Husky, and I'm going to, you know, I've had him crystal ball to Washington for several weeks now. And if he does wind up signing with Washington, I will tell you that post signing day story of why I did that when I did it. So moving along. Also somebody brought up Levi Onwuzurike. Apparently another reporter on another site said that Washington doesn't have a shot at him. And that's just absolutely couldn't be farther from the truth. Washington has a great shot at Levi right now. And, you know, I obviously wouldn't say that if I didn't have information that led me to believe that. So Washington's not out of it with Levi by any reach of the imagination. So don't worry about that. And as I said, Javon McKinley, I think, is Notre Dame bound. I'm confused by this, and I've tried to text this kid again, and I'm going to talk to Lars about it when he comes on. But this Johnny Huntley thing, now I spoke to him briefly last night, enough to get some quotes for an article, and he said he's visiting Syracuse, and then today he went on Twitter and says, I'm committed to Colorado, and that's that. Now, here's my angle on his Colorado thing, and I could be completely off base, just seems to be what I perceive is going on, is that he has been committed to Colorado for quite some time. I think part of the attraction there was that, you know, the University of Colorado is a great school, you know, and they do have a historic football program, but you know, they struggled of late. Everybody knows that, but you know, that happens. But Troy Walters was his recruiter, and Troy Walters had played for Stanford back there when Tyrone was head coach back there in the late 90s, and they went to the Rose Bowl. And Troy Walters is a stud. Now, he's been at Colorado, but he left, and he's taken a job, I believe, at UCF. I may be wrong. That's what I'm thinking. But he left Colorado this year. This is his last season there. He had been the guy that Huntley was being primarily recruited by. And obviously, he did do some really good things there with the receivers. They had guys like Nelson Spruce and Paul Richardson, and those guys were good receivers that went on to the NFL. So he's a good receiver coach, but he left. And so I'm not totally convinced that Huntley's going to stick to Colorado. That's my opinion. I don't want this to blow back and say, Ruth went on the air and said that he's not sticking. I don't know that. I'm just throwing that out there as my opinion, because I've seen this before where these kids will go on and talk to reporters or tweet something, somebody offered, and they're really excited about it. And then before you know it, the next day, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm still committed to so-and-so, because that school's coaches called them up and said, dude, really? And, you know, there's a lot of pressure on these kids to make sure that they don't cut off their nose to spite their face or blow an opportunity and then have something else not work out. So I think if Washington is able to get him up on a visit, I think that they can get him. But again, you know, at this point, I don't really have any actual information to lead me to that conclusion. I'm just saying this is kind of my perception. I've seen it happen before. So I'm going to take a quick break here. No, I'm not. I want to make sure this is working. Yes, it's working. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take about a 5-minute break. I'm going to get Lars on the horn. Right. I'm going to get Sean McGrew lined up here, and we will be right back.
Okay.
So anyway, you may have to get another link because I might have changed the link. Let's see what we're doing here. Be back.